Dr. Arnie Jacobson, director of the Schatz Energy Research Center at Cal Poly Humboldt, says microgrids often involve solar panels plus battery storage.
So during normal operation, they're connected to the regional grid and they can export power and generate revenue. And during a regional grid outage, they operate in island mode and can provide resilience energy services.
Microgrids have gained popularity in recent years as utilities have had to shut off power intermittently during wildfires and high wind events. Jacobson adds that the Willow Creek and Hoopa substations and their associated circuits in the Humboldt area are frequently on the top 10 list of least reliable circuits in the state. Beth Burks, who directs the Redwood Coastal Energy Authority, says its microgrid serves as backup power to the airport and kept it online for 15 hours in December 2022 when an earthquake knocked out power.
We're all familiar with how important it is to keep the airport going. We do our emergency medical transport out of there. And the Coast Guard serves 250 miles of search and rescue territory. And again, we can keep them going when we go into islanding.
Islanding is the term for a system that can kick in and power a local area when the main utility grid goes down. Heidi Morganup with the Blue Lake Rancheria Tribe says its microgrid saved the day during the 2022 blackout, keeping several tribal buildings running so they could provide ice, gas, medical care, and lodging.
We want to be known as a safe place to go, the island in times of despair. We are a very small rural community, but we are engaged in technological advances that can help rural global energy access.
I'm Suzanne Potter.